Just over a month ago, gas distributor IGL Limited became the first company in Jamaica to introduce liquefied natural gas, LNG, as a source of fuel for its trailers. Today, we hit the road to examine how the trucks, the drivers, and the company have been faring so far with the move. Let's go. All right. With over half a century's worth of experience in the fuel industry, the company has taken a bold step. IGL General Manager Wayne Kirkpatrick says LNG is fuel for the future, and the product is expected to be the main fuel source for vehicles by the turn of the next century. IGL, he notes, is simply blazing the trail for others to follow.
In looking at what we have, we recognize that the LNG is a new gas to Jamaica, and we saw it as an opportunity for us to enter into that market. And we have been operating them for pretty close to a month and a half, and all three have been working quite good. And we have dubbed this our Clean Air Initiative as a socially and environmentally conscious company.
I've been assigned a driver, and we're heading into the yard to check out one of the three lean, clean LNG machines. Now shut up and drive.
My name is Ian Campbell. I'm a tractor trailer driver. With these new LNG trucks, I've been driving a particular one for more than a week now. It's a Kenworth T6600, and basically the truck is very excellent. Operate like a mid-size SUV.
Before heading on the road, Mr. Campbell says, there is a safety procedure that needs to be followed.
The truck have some build safe unit. So first, we'll have to switch on the ignition. It automatically check the system for any form of LNG leaks. So it checks in cab, and there's one also under the hood. After it does the check, the gauge cycles, and then we can start up.
And just how far can a tank full of gas take you?
I've been pretty much actually everywhere. The only place I haven't went so far is Westmoreland. I've been to Black River, Mandeville, Christiana, Percy Junior, Montego Bay, Falmouth, Sentence Bay. Well, transport LPG, transport medical oxygen, CO2, hydrogen, nitrogen, propane and butane.
As is the case with every new process, there are bound to be some hiccups, however minor.
Yes, we had a challenge with the fuel gauge, and because of the fact that we are the only company in Jamaica that has a refueling station, if your fuel gauge isn't working, you stand the risk of running out of LNG, and that means you'll have to truck it in, because unlike other fuels, you don't have a gas station to stop and fill it up at. But outside of that, what we do is ensure that the tractor heads are properly fueled before leaving. The tank roughly gives you about 400 kilometers, which gives us the ability to go back and forth to Montego Bay.
The fuel is supplied by New Fortress Energy. Health, Safety and Environment Manager at IGL, Dwight Campbell, says the refueling process is carried out by company personnel every time a tractor head returns from its cross-country journeys.
They're really fueled by the skid at the ferry location. The fuel itself is odorless, colorless, non-corrosive and non-toxic. So you're talking about a significant reduction in carbon footprints when it comes to the environment, also for people. So the fueling of the truck is a technical process. There are well-trained persons, and all the requisite personal protective equipment, PPE, has to be in place.
I asked my driver Ian, who has been operating trailers for over a decade, what was his favorite part of switching over to LNG trucks. This is what he had to say.
It's different from a regular diesel truck because at the end of the day, I don't smell like diesel.
We are gonna power down and go outside. Oh, here goes. So Mr. Campbell is assisting me out of this truck. All right, how do I? All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for my trailer adventures. Hats off to the men and women who managed to get in and out of a trailer with ease. Kudos to the team at IGL for helping Jamaica on its journey to accomplish goals 3 and 4 of Vision 2030 or National Development Plan. which seeks to achieve energy security and safety and maintain a healthy natural environment.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.